A barter cafe in Portland is gearing up to reopen after having to switch things up a lot because of COVID. It's called Sisters of the Road. It's a cafeteria-style restaurant at 133 Northwest 6th Avenue that allows people to work for food. The group just wrapped up a fundraising campaign. Spokesperson Melissa Lang tells us the last year plus has been pretty tough.
Financially, we've been able to survive because we have an amazing group of supporters that we, some folks who've been donating to Sisters for decades and some folks who are new. And we've gotten a lot of love from people that way. In terms of surviving as far as the work goes, you know, that's been really hard. It was not, it has not been an easy transition. You know, we are a barterwork cafe that has survived off of the same model for 40 years. And essentially, we've had to become like a to-go restaurant. And that's just never what we did. And so it's been really difficult for our staff to transition into a different model because essentially, it feels like 70% of our workforce has been gone for about a year and a half. Our barterwork system was not performative or theater. Community members essentially ran the cafe with us staff. And so without their support, we've been really struggling.
Are you going to be able to go back to the way you were before?
Yeah, so we are in conversation now about what does that look like for us. We follow city, county, and state guidelines pretty closely, even though they differ, which has made it difficult. But we are right now deciding for ourselves what feels safe for our community, since our community is particularly vulnerable. And so, you know, we're in discussion about, like, what kind of percentage do we want folks to come back in? What kind of safety precautions do we want for ourselves to make sure that those friends of ours who are surviving outside are safe?
I would imagine that there's a big group of them who rely on you guys for at least one of their meals per day.
Yeah, the number of meals we serve varies, but we serve about 150 meals a day, and we have a lot of regulars, and we get new folks every day as well. And so our community is quite mixed in that way. However, also our community has shifted a lot with COVID. A lot of regulars, you know, sheltered in place in different ways when COVID hit. And so a lot of folks do rely on us for the meals, but they also come to Sisters for community and love and dignity, because that is a really big part of what we do. Do not consider us ourselves like a direct service. We don't consider ourselves a soup kitchen. We create and make home-cooked meals from scratch for community. We know folks' names. We have conversation with folks. We create sort of a home table atmosphere at Sisters, and we've been doing that outside on the corner for a year and a half without being able to come indoors. And it's been hard, but it's also been incredibly moving to see the amount of mutual aid that is going on among houseless folks and folks helping each other. And so we just want to be a part of that and do what we can to alleviate daily pains of houselessness. I've, you know, been out there every day and still building community, because folks who live outside or survive outside don't have the luxury to shelter in place.
That's Melissa Lang with Sisters of the Road. You can find out more at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.